You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here comes Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
First concert.
That would be Meredith Brooks.
Okay, what was the venue?
I was at New Daisy Theater in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Is that where you hail from, Jonathan?
That's where I grew up, yet.
Right on. I got a very dear friend that just moved to Franklin, Tennessee. And he's dying for me to move out there with him.
Yeah, because these two are like, they've got a big bromance going.
We do.
You know, I'm not that far of a drive anymore from Memphis. I really should go. I know it's cheesy to go see Graceland, but I kind of feel like it's one of those cheesy things you should do, especially
probably
if you're
should.
In the music industry, you know? Do you recommend it, Jonathan?
Well, I went when I was a very little child, so I don't really remember too much about it. So,
yeah. All right. Fair enough. Let's play some Rattle Off. And John, Connie, Crystal, and Sarah, stay on the line, even if Jonathan is a winner. Are you ready to play, Jonathan?
I am ready.
Here's the way it works. For those of you who are new to our show, Rattle Off means we give Jonathan a category, and he has only 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of that category. For you, Jonathan, 10 seconds. We need the names of, anywhere in the world, 5 mountain ranges. 5 different mountain ranges from around the world. Ready and go.
Himalayas, Cascade, Rocky Mountains, Appalachian Mountains, and...
No! I would have loved the Alps or the Andes.
Sierra Nevada, right?
That'd be one. And from somebody who's from Tennessee to not mention the Great Smoky Mountains.
What? The Appalachian Mountains.
Well, I know, but aren't the Great Smoky Mountains, is that technically a different mountain range?
I think it's all the same.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You got four, you know. Oh,
darn it.
Listen, we're glad you called, buddy. Close. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. From Jonathan to John. Hey, John, first concert.
First concert. I'm going to beat everybody. The Beatles.
Really?
You punk.
Never heard of them.
67, I believe. Detroit, Michigan. Let's say it's called Olympia.
It couldn't have been 67, but it may have been 66. They stopped touring in 66. So,
well, then it was 66.
I'll be darned.
I got a pair of binoculars from that concert.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty neat, John.
You know, the funny thing is about their shows never lasted more than, they were only on stage for like 30 or 35 minutes for their concerts. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. We actually got backstage due to my mother. My mother
said,
geez, these kids are never going to see them again. Can we go backstage? And the guard let us backstage.
No way.
So what happened when you went backstage? Did you actually meet the band, or did you just walk around backstage?
Walked around backstage, and my sisters cried. I don't know. I mean, I was only like 6 years old at the time, 6 or 7.
That's still quite a... You got bragging rights, buddy. That's really, really good.
You could have
really
stole some gear or something.
I haven't met anybody that... Like I said, I had a pair of binoculars. I think I sold them like maybe 20 years ago.
That's pretty neat. You're like, I saw the Beatles through these binoculars.
The Beatles have come through these lenses.
$200, that could be yours.
Well, they had pictures of the Beatles on them. I mean, it was one of those, you know...
Oh, I see. Oh, that's funny. God, that's really funny. Yeah. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're talking about initials here. Initials, like in a name. I need 5 celebrities who have at least one initial in their name. 5 celebrities who have just at least one initial that we know them by. Ready? And go!
Mr. T, Jay-Z, I'm going to fail this thing.
Mary J, right?
Mary J. Blige, for sure. Yeah, Louis C.K.
Oh, that's a good one. Why am I drawing a blank? I can't think of any more.
I think I would have gone with John F. Kennedy. I would have taken that. John F. Kennedy Jr.
I was totally thinking about singers.
That's all right. You know what? You're a good man, John. Thank you for calling and chatting with us. We hope you have a great day, okay?
All right. You too.
See you later.
Right, bye-bye. That leaves Crystal and Sarah. Let's see. Crystal, first concert.
Hello. Gap Band, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Michael Jackson in 81.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a banger of a concert, I bet.
Man.
It would have been amazing if I wasn't five.
Oh, fail. It's so loud.
Mommy, what's happening?
I did see Michael Jackson in his heyday, so that's cool. And Earth, Wind & Fire, I wish I had seen them in their heyday. I saw them late in later years.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Never saw the Gap Band, though. But that's pretty
cool. That's neat.
That's a pretty cool one, Crystal. Where was this, by the way?
It was here in Denver.
Okay.
G-Town. McNichols, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably McNichols.
Probably.
Big Mac.
That's right. Yes.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I will do my darndest.
You can do it. 10 seconds. Give us the names, Crystal, of five different pizza chains. So not standalone mom and pop, but pizza chain restaurants. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. Why do I only know those three? Guys.
You didn't say Little Caesars, did you?
Did not say Little Caesars.
Pizza.
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Blackjack, of course.
Blackjack. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what? We enjoyed chatting with you. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Same, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Crystal.
Bye.
Sarah's on the line. Sarah, first concert.
Pink Floyd at Mile High.
Dang.
That's a good one, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It was my dad's weekend, so I got to go to the concert.
Best dad's weekend ever.
That's fun. Was it the Wall tour?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I just remember sitting at, the very, very top back stands at Mile High and looking down on the laser show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
Do you remember what year this was?
Roughly? I'm gonna say early 90s. Let's say 91.
Oh,
93.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, not the Wall tour, but still, that's impressive.
Pretty neat.
Good for you. Do you ever listen to their music now, or you have no interest in Pink Floyd?
No, I do. Yeah, I grew up with a lot of that generation and earlier from my dad's influence. So, yeah.
Sure.
You probably think about your dad a lot when you hear that stuff.
Yeah, we definitely pass that stuff along to our kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Do you have kids?
I have two.
Do you expose them to, quote, your music?
Yes, I do. When we're not listening to, Coco Melon or the Learning Station, absolutely.
Shut that crap off. Shut it off.
Oh, good for you. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
No, I was really kind of hoping someone before me was going to win.
It's your time to shine.
I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. In fact, I will tell you that I was glancing at this one a second ago, and I'm like, I think this is pretty easy as long as you don't overthink it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just don't overthink it. Be very relaxed. In fact, let me hear you take a deep breath. Let me hear it.
Oh, good one.
All right. 10 seconds. Sarah, five things that you would see on a construction site. Five things, if you're looking around, that you would see on a construction site. Ready and go.
Nails, hammer, chop saw, construction hats, orange vests, 4x2s, 2x4s, whatever.
I love that you put chop saw in there. Well done.
I used one the other day.
Did you?
What were you sawing? What were you cutting into?
We were customizing my daughter's closet.
Yeah.
Good for you. Impressive. She chopsawed that like a... like hey, a listen, you know what? You got it. You're a...
Winner!
See, you're all nervous for nothing.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. No, thanks, guys. Yeah, I've been like really always thinking about calling in. I think I've been listening to your show. How long have you been on the air?
A couple years. Two, yeah, 3, 4
couple years.
Years? Yeah. Four
oh,
years now.
Right.
5 years tops.
Honestly, I think since I was like in high school, I've been listening to you. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we appreciate that very much, Sarah. I'm glad you did call today, and I'm glad you had a good experience. If you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you all about that prize, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for listening. Hold on. Don't wander off. That was really fun. So I guess our very first caller, it was Crystal, and she's back.
She's
Hi,
back.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, guys.
Where'd you
hey.
Go?
So I work in BFE, and the call dropped.
Yeah.
Well, gotcha. That'll happen. It's okay.
What do you do out there in BFE?
I am a property manager.
Okay.
Oh, neat.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you called back so that we can find your first concert, because we've got to know. What was it?
Okay, so it was Vertical Horizon, and I was 26.
Oh, my God.
That's
I haven't
fantastic.
Listened to them forever.
We have got to right? play some right now. In fact, I'm going to dig up Vertical. Do you remember? Where was the show?
Let me think. It was in Denver. It was this small theater that had, like, two stories, and I had just moved here, so I'm sorry. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe
that might be the one down on the Bluebird?
Started with a B, I think.
Possibly. Some of them have balconies. Is that what you're talking about, that it had a balcony?
No, like, inside, it had stairs that went up to, you know, sort of an indoor balcony, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
We brought in, we did a big, what we call the world's largest office party one time, and we did it at the Hyatt down in the Denver Tech Center, and we brought in Vertical Horizon to do an acoustic show for everybody, and they were the coolest guys and put on a really good show.
They are. They really seem like amazing people.
Yeah, they were really nice and great performers, and I am going to play their smash hit number one song, Crystal, just for you, okay?
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
Well, you know, we try to be the best. You go have a great day. Thank you for calling us back, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you later.
You're welcome. And now go turn it up so you can hear Vertical Horizon.